Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Instructables employs full-time staff, but also has a volunteer group that provides well-documented articles, welcomes new users and helps with the website. Once registered, members can create Instructables, a collection of projects they want to share online. They can be written in a variety of languages, making it easy for other members to copy them and share them with the rest of the community. Members can also upload videos and slideshows depicting projects they have not documented, as well as photos of their creations. The next idea is like the last one, but instead of a list of resources, you can create a virtual tool and give it away to new subscribers. Resources have obvious value, and sharing them is a great way to establish your authority and expand your list. The combination does a good job of offering your audience something they can use immediately. If you've been in the online publishing game for a while, it will take you some time to find the right tools to help you create content. If you are worried about DIY skills, you can make them so easy, but it is worth the time and effort. If you need some space to secure some stock, you should build your own mini drawers next. If you run out of space for blankets or even children's toys, you can make a cardboard basket. It is not necessary to use an old cardboard box, because I can make it in any desired size. This allows your children to come up with a story that they can play in their box or even as a game in the back of the box. Making your own pencil case with a cardboard box is a great way to ensure that you never lose your pen again. If you keep a pencil in the kitchen to write shopping lists, you will find this project handy. Paper bead jewelry is an excellent hobby for those who want to make necklaces from recycled cereal boxes for family and friends. Be especially creative by using a box of lemonade or cereal as your next gift toppers. Some days you can't go out without your kids and entertain them by making puzzles out of their favorite cereal. These are really easy to make and won't take up much time, so they're great for a quick and easy Christmas gift for your family and friends. Hackode is an application that is supposed to be a truly complete tool that allows users to become cyber criminals on their Android phone or tablet. Discover how to download and install Hackode on PC Windows, certainly by Ravi Kumar Purbi. So the next time you watch a video on your phone, you should use a cardboard stand. Portable Executive Viewing Toolkit for Windows, Linux and Mac OS X using PEFile and View Viewing Portable Executives for Linux. After graduating from MIT's Media Lab, Wilhelm Griffith founded Instructables, an engineering and technology company specializing in design consulting. Instructables started as an internal Squid Labs project and was later spun off into an independent company with Wilhelm as CEO. To celebrate DesignSpark's 10th birthday, Pullen conceived the project by taking an existing radio station listening tool and releasing it as a free app. But before you roll up your handcuffs, you should know that this project requires a moderate to expert level. He explained that he wanted to enable an open and endless exploration and exploration and built the project with a soldering iron and gave instructions on how to do it on Instructables. He then extended the object by a notch by adding a physical aspect that is completely DIY and open source. The value of a free toolkit is clear and will make it easier to convince people to subscribe to your list. If that sounds attractive, you might want to start a community and make free membership a magnet. Sometimes it's the most valuable thing you can give to an audience, and sometimes it's not even worth it. I am not that you have to bother creating an online forum, but that it is a good idea. When quoting a particular website, include the name of the author, the date of publication, and a link to the original article or video. The quote should indicate that it is archived in the Library of Congress and not on another public domain page. Researchers are reminded that many materials in web archives are protected by copyright and quotations are attributed to the author, creator, or editor of the work. The Library of Congress would like to hear from anyone who has been incorrectly identified on a website in order to make any necessary corrections. If you are a copyright holder and do not want your material to be available on this website or otherwise available, please let us know. Not all of the contents of the library's archives are currently accessible on its website. Restrictions that affect access to archived content include limitations on the number of pages, the size and quality of the available content, and the availability of certain types of materials. Thank you all for joining us again on Ways to Get Money. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.